That series of lectures about World War II in the Pacific was certainly interesting. I am glad that we had the opportunity to attend. The professor said that to understand Taiwan, there were three key items or three key concepts. The first one was something about the end of the war. So, for Taiwan, that would be the San Francisco Peace Treaty of 1952. And I seem to recall that the other item involves the peace treaty. The professor said that from these simple facts, we can derive all relevant information about Taiwan's true legal situation. But I forget how it is done. So, October 25th, 1945 was not Taiwan Retrocession Day. It was only the beginning of the military occupation. In other words, the legal ownership of Taiwan territory stayed with Japan until the peace treaty came into force. The professor also mentioned that her research had confirmed that 98% or more of military attacks against Taiwan in the World War II period were made by U.S. military forces. This means that at the most basic level, Taiwan today is still under a legal condition of military occupation by the USA. But some of my coworkers in Taiwan told me that some recent TV reports have advanced the theory that Taiwan belongs to the 48 signatories of the San Francisco Peace Treaty. She sent me a film clip. Here it is. I hate it when these TV announcers report on historical issues from an incorrect perspective. How does all of this relate to the displacement analysis which the professor introduced? Sovereignty. That is a topic that confuses many people. The professor explained this by showing the video, right? So let's go back to the beginning. I remember that as a result of the First Sino-Japanese War, Taiwan was ceded to Japan in the mid-1890s. Qing China had a sovereignty displacement out. Taiwan was ceded to Japan, so for Japan, there is a sovereignty displacement in. The professor said that the United States confirmed the validity of the 1895 treaty in 1922. The definition of insular is A, of or relating to an island or islands. B, dwelling or situated on an island. What is the interpretation of that? Yes, I remember. The United States exercises such a control component as the legal occupier. The professor said that the sovereignty has been displaced because the original Japanese government of Taiwan is put in a position where it can no longer function. But unfortunately, most people don't see the United States exercising control over Taiwan. This is because the United States has delegated the military occupation of Taiwan to the Chinese nationalists under Chiang Kai-shek. The United States, as the legal occupier, has allowed the Chinese nationalists to continue exercising authority over Taiwan territory after the surrender ceremonies of October 25, 1945. However, the ensuing military occupation is conducted on behalf of the legal occupier, which is the USA. This is the fourth displacement of sovereignty. So what are we left with? And I believe that delegation of authority to administer Taiwan territory was originally specified in General Order No. 1 of September 2, 1945. So this is the situation. For Taiwan, there have been four displacements of sovereignty from 1895 to the present. Let's show the video now. The professor said that this analysis corresponds exactly with all current U.S. government pronouncements on Taiwan. With all of this information and analysis, it should mean that Taiwan's legal status is now already fully determined. Oh, right. That is the conclusion we reached by examining other situations of territorial cessions over the last 200 years. In other words, Taiwan remains under a legal condition of military occupation. According to the customary laws of warfare, the United States of America is the legal occupier. A close reading of the San Francisco Peace Treaty also confirms this. The professor also stressed another point. She said that after examination of the Taiwan Relations Act, three joint PRC-USA communiques, the One China policy, U.S. executive orders on Taiwan, the San Francisco Peace Treaty, the International Declaration of Human Rights, and the rules, codifications promulgated by the international standards organizations, it can be confirmed that none of these legal sources contain any clauses or content which can be interpreted to provide a legal basis for the establishment of a Republic of China government structure on Taiwanese soil or the issuance of Republic of China passports to the inhabitants of Taiwan.